For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A book is being packed and labeled for shipping from the warehouse of the University of South Carolina Press in Columbia. It's the Palmetto State's only university press and is a prestigious publisher of books on a wide variety of topics, according to marketing director Suzanne Axland. But its mission makes it quite distinct from large commercial publishers.
Those publishing houses, their primary focus is to publish for profit, so their mass appeal, generally. Whereas the goal of the university press is to focus on scholarly work and to ensure that things that weren't necessarily going to be profitable but were definitely worthy of publishing and to promote scholarly endeavors, that's what the university press was set up for.
That doesn't mean the USC press doesn't print books of wide appeal. Along with scholarly topics, it offers books on Southern culture and history, beautiful photographs, novels, and more. But Axland said there's a process each prospective book must go through to meet the press's standards.
People submit a book. We review it. It has to go through a peer review process. Two subject matter experts have to agree that the book is worthy of publishing. Then we have a press committee, and they review it and determine whether or not we will publish or not publish the book. So there's a rigorous review process.
Columbia writer Tom Poland has published 8 of his 14 books through the USC Press. He views this process as a stand for quality and knows the press's high standards require excellence from authors.
They pay experts to shoot down your project. I'm not saying they try to do that, but this is the problem you face. An expert is going to be tough on you, okay?
Despite its rigorous criteria, Poland prefers working with the USC Press to a commercial publisher.
You have a better working relationship with a university press. You can throw ideas around and some give and take, but with the commercial guys, it's cut and dry. You turn over a product to them.
A forklift loads pallets of books in the press's warehouse. Of the 2,000 volumes it has published since 1944, about 1,000 remain in print. USC publishes some e-books as well. Axland doesn't view them as endangering the print versions, but considers the e-book's advantages.
We don't have to print it. A lot of expenses with books is because it's a physical object that has to be warehoused. We also have to get them printed. That's an expense. Then you have to ship the book. That's an expense. And then again, physically distribute them out to distributors and sellers. Whereas the e-book, it's all electronic. I prefer to look at it as more of an increased opportunity rather than competition.
Poland, who has published books alone and with photographer Robert Clark, named another reason he values the USC Press.
I think it's important because it opens up voices in South Carolina that know South Carolina very well. The culture, the history, interesting people, forgotten places. So it opens up, I think, a word we hear a lot these days is diversity of subject matter.
Thumbing through one of her books, Axland said university presses have endured challenges from both e-books and online discounters, but there will always be a place for them in the market.
But the good news is, I think, for university presses is that because the big commercial houses are so focused on big sellers, the 50 Shades of Greys and the David Baldacci's, that there are more things that they're not interested in publishing, which creates more opportunities for university presses.
Axland added that there are people around the world whose only knowledge of the university is through the books published by the USC Press. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.